turmeric requires black pepper, and if that makes one's gut more permeable, how does one deal with that?
This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions, and now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert.
Anne F. from Facebook asks, turmeric requires black pepper, and if that makes one's gut more permeable, how does one deal with that? Okay, I am so glad you asked this question, because this is a big myth out there in the nutrition world about curcumin mixed with something called bioperine, which is black pepper. I will be right back to unpack this for you. Stay with me. All right, so curcumin, oh my gosh, curcumin is one of those nutrients that, like, talk about a super nutrient. Curcumin is totally a super nutrient. What are all the things that it can do? Well, it's best known for how it helps with inflammation. But that's not all. It also helps with your GI health, your immune system, brain health, your cardiovascular system, your liver health, your hormone system, and it's a powerful antioxidant. This is definitely one you want to incorporate in. And as you know, they've been using it in India and Southeast Asian countries forever, both for its flavor, yum, those curries, but also for its health powers. The thing is, though, if you're going to take curcumin, like turmeric only has a small percentage of it that's curcumin, and you're really trying to get the powerful curcuminoids, well, not easy to do. They're not easy to absorb. So some companies out there have done something. It's like you just made a good thing bad. It's the best way to explain this. So what they did in order to help it absorb better was they started adding bioperine. Well, this doesn't make any sense, because the way that this black pepper extract helps you absorb more curcumin, wait for it, it does it by irritating your gut. Now, if you're listening here, you're probably trying to do everything you can to not irritate your gut, right? And your big goal with all of this is to get the best absorbed curcumin without dragging your gut into it. And so I am completely against the use of bioperine. I don't even understand why you would put it into supplements. I see what they're trying to do, but you don't need to do that to do it this way. So I use a special kind of curcumin that's a highly bioavailable formulation without bioperine, and that's super important to think of. What you want to do when you're looking at curcumin, because remember, it comes from turmeric, and turmeric has about 5 to 7% curcumin. And what you're really looking at is getting a much, much higher dose of this. So that's what you want to look for when you're out there doing it, and specifically, get yourself away from doing bioperine. Save your gut. Look for more bioavailable forms of curcumin. All right. I'm so glad you asked that. Thank you so much. Now, if you've got questions, go to JJ Virgin, JJ.Virgin on Instagram, DM me. And remember, if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you get your daily dose at subscribetojj.com. See you soon.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.